Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week stuck out of here.
It's esoteric. Let's start with the ugly guy first. First up, Tony Mazz. You look better than a goalie mask. I'm glad I hear you and I see you with your homely ass. You a Yankees fan, man, that disturbs me. Your words are worth less than a Zolak jersey.
I'm right there with you.
Sup, Zo? I guess you kinda went pro. You got a show, cause every game in the 90s you had front row. And Mark Bertrand Beetle, I saw it firsthand. Donuts, he all about thunking like a Spurs fan. Wallach, he ain't smart, reading stats on flap tops. Looking like an eagle, he could be the BC mascot. Cut the mic on Michael Felger, Brighton Ernie kid. I'm a son of kind of like Michael Hurley did. Your hot again. Takes are kind of cold instead. Jimmy Hayes had you shaking in your Nantucket Reds. Is it Big Jim Murray or Bald Jim Murray? Hat always on his dome. He's unknown like Adam Jones. Piece of TNR. I'ma let him slide because I got nothing written. Just kidding. Oh, Rich, and get Fred out the way because today I got to use my rap AK and spray. Rich certainly, but geek needing confidence. Always on Twitter, man. Retweeting compliments. Yeah, I heard about your league leading dominance, but when I'm in the car, man, it doesn't reach Providence. I know you do your best to entertain, but get a brain. You're as funny as Kevin James, Rich. The Freddie T, I don't got a lot for you, except maybe that your wife is too hot for you. The way that you be dressing, man, that is what not to do. Looking like a dingbag, sounding like a pink cat. I'm saying that everybody plays the fool. That's appropriate for Fred at the JCC pool. Catch him on Comcast, looking half homeless. A legend in his own mind, like Johnny Gomes is.
Got the microphone muff on the microphone.
What? Cheating?
We're all given separate ones. Fred's got his special microphone muff on the microphone.
Bring your own muff.
Yep. He has done so. It's been a rough morning for Fred here. But he's here. He's ready to go. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back. Working on my technology end as well. So we're kind of all juggling balls.
A lot of
right
moving
now. Balls and muffs.
Yeah.
We're all juggling our balls and muffs.
Watch him, man. All right, hang on one second. You can't juggle muffs. Hang on one second. I got to get another chair.
So let's just briefly explain the last 15 minutes for one Fred Toucher. There is a construction site right next to this building, and it's 6 o'clock. It's a jailbreak. Every single person working on this construction site lines up to get in at exactly the same time. So, you know, Fred arrives at, you know, 10 minutes of 6, but there was a line of cars, Rich, down Morrissey Boulevard to get into this work site. So Fred got trapped in that. He walks in as Esoteric is playing because he got trapped in the traffic out there.
Yeah.
And then arrives here, and because we've all been given our little microphone shields, he has to make sure he puts that on.
Plus, they had to reboot my board.
Right. And I was just going to say, Dennis is in here working. The board at Fred's position here was frozen. So Dennis, who is very good at his job, is here working on that while Fred walks in. And then Fred has to put the microphone thing on. And then after all of that, Fred's chair does not work. So his chair is too low for his microphone. So
it happens when you haven't been in for 8 years.
That's true. But I'm just saying it's been a pretty difficult, 15 or 20 minutes here to begin the program.
Yeah, the three most comforting words at our station are Dennis is here.
Yes,
like,
correct.
He's, like when he shows up, yes. Like, oh, thank God, stuff's going to get fixed.
He's this the guy great. That works on Patriots broadcast to make sure they go well.
Yeah.
Dennis
so,
is the guy, right.
It's like the wolf from Pulp Fiction. Yes. Like, wolf, that's all you had to say, mother effa. Like you say, Dennis is here. Like, all right, man, we're going to get some stuff done.
Yesterday on our off day.
Well, I don't know what that was, but that was not caused by Dennis, I'm sure.
No, it was not.
So, yeah, he is the wolf of 98.5, the Sports Hub, and those guys have been busting their ass over the last couple of months. But the fact that he's there right now, I got no worries in the world, man. We're gonna get this. We're gonna get through all this. Should be good. Is the muff all set? You got the y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I got the muff.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
So you were in town.
What's that?
You were in town? You were in the city of Boston?
I had to go and pick up a bunch of stuff yesterday, so it was the first time I had left the island in, since March 10th or whenever that was. So I got in my car, stayed in the car on the ferry, got in, drove straight to my place, stayed in my place like a hermit. Collected a bunch of stuff and then drove back early yesterday morning. I left my house, I think, at like 3:45 and got on standby at the 6:30 a.m. ferry back. So I was like in a little bubble in a cocoon. And I didn't realize this. So when I got back to our place, it was like an apartment like caught in time. It was basically March 10th when we left. I left food and crap out on the counter. We didn't think we were going to be gone that long. How naive we were at the time. Open up the refrigerator. It just was like a punch in the face. I had like three cartons of milk. One of them I had left open, and it just everything was rotten. So I had to get rid of all that crap. Apparently, if you leave wet coffee grounds inside of a coffee maker, it turns into this big white piece of cement that, and just like, and it smells like, I never thought that coffee could smell like mold, but it was like the most disgusting stench when I walked in. So I had to basically detox the whole place and get a bunch of stuff. But I mean, I was a hermit. I was stuck inside my place. I just stayed there. I ended up, we had like some frozen meat, which I had like meat and pasta like for every meal because it was the stuff that hadn't spoiled yet. And then I got back yesterday morning and I'm back. That was my one touch with the area. I drove kind of near where the radio station was, so I waved during the Gresh and Zolak show, or Gresh, Jesus. so you can tell my brain's in the right place. Yeah. So that was good. And I'll tell you this much. People are doing a better job wearing masks in Boston than they are in Nantucket. I was pleasantly surprised. I was driving through town, and like everyone downtown was wearing a mask. It was amazing. You get here, and it's like douchebag vacation land. Everyone's just walking around, hey, man, I don't need no mask. And like now the people here got so pissed that they had to levy a fine if you're in town and you don't wear a mask. I don't know. It's two different mindsets, but City of Boston's figured it out, man. They're doing a pretty damn good job. I couldn't have been more impressed. And then I get back here and it's like a bunch of a-holes not wearing masks. So
how do you, what kind of fine are we talking about?
I think
it's
that
like
they
$25?
Said
$25.
They're not messing around. I think they said there's like a $500 fine.
Oh,
if they see you, it's only in the areas of town. Like, I mean, you can go to the beach and stuff like that and not wear a mask because it's easy to get away from people. But like in town, it's not very big. But they've put out a restriction because like up until Memorial Day, there weren't a ton of cases here. And then all of a sudden, Memorial Day came and it spiked. Like, and just a ton of people started getting tested positive here, and it was easy to figure out where it was coming from. It was a bunch of people coming in town. It was like, vacation land, and they would just take their masks off and walk around town. And, like, these big groups, they had to cancel, like, a bunch of stuff that they were going to be doing. And so they've had to, they had to come down with that. But in Boston, man, it was great. Everywhere, like someone, even like people that, you know, like, well, like people who'd be like walking the streets, like somebody did a really good job in getting like those people like masks to protect themselves. It was awesome. Everywhere I looked, it was a rarity to not see someone in a mask. So yeah, it was encouraging. It was definitely an encouraging thing to see that, that there.
So we'll see you next year.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. They'll see me when you get a vaccine. Yeah. That's when you'll probably see me.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. So you could be gone for a calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, no, well, I don't know about a calendar year. I mean, hopefully at the beginning of next year when they've got everything all settled.
And that's
not my decision. Trust me, more than anything, I'd rather really, really, really want to be back. But it wasn't after a discussion with my wife's doctor. They said the risk isn't worth it. So
you were saying, but I mean, we were talking about this yesterday on the program. The earliest they're going to have a vaccine is January.
It sounds like it, yeah. I mean, but the good news is that it sounds like things are going pretty well, huh? I mean, it's like the Moderna thing locally, you know, that the phase two, I guess, was a wild success. I guess everybody who took that, who ended up being in that experiment, things ended up looking well for them, very minor side effects. And I think that there's another one in Oxford that had the almost the exact same type of results. So, and I think next week is when phase three starts, where they have 30,000 people mm-hmm. take the deal. And if that's the case, then they're saying that by the end of the year, they should be ready. And the thing is, too, is that somebody just took a risk and and said, in case this thing does work, let's go ahead and start manufacturing it. So apparently there's hundreds of millions of doses that are going to be ready to go already. Now, if it fails, that's somebody who just spent a lot of money on a bunch of doses of a vaccine that's not going to work. They basically threw it away. But of course, if it ends up being successful, that was a unbelievably wise investment. And I know that there's a lot of stuff the government's done to push this stuff through. So yeah, they're saying the beginning of next year, if this stuff works, that would be nice. But every time I see some, like, you know, dude walking around town or whatever without a mask on, I just think you are making this go longer and longer and longer. Mm-hmm. And that part of it really pisses me off. But that's good. That was great news that we got this week about that. I like the fact that we were getting a little bit of success in the vaccine front.
So meanwhile, Fred finally has been able to escape from his house. Fred is here.
Jealous.
He is. We're back to normalcy a little bit for you, Freddie T.
That's right. All right, Rich. What's coming up in what happened last night?
All right. I want to talk about the Bruins, but more than anything, we might get some big breaking news during the show today. Yeah. There were a lot of rumblings last night about some crazy stuff, some rumored news that's supposed to leak out this morning regarding the Washington football team that is no longer the Redskins. Something so scandalous, they're saying, that it might make you even forget that this was the week they decided to change their name.
All right, we will hear all about that in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Dutcher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. First baseball game of the season, Johnny Wall game yesterday.
How'd that go?
Went well.
It's but funny, Milo was playing in Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is his first baseball game here.
I don't know if he played in, like, proper games. I wasn't there when he was playing. But it's funny because the, like, one thing is that if there's a foul ball, like, no one's allowed to touch it but a player or a coach. So, like, when there's a foul ball, like, don't touch it, don't touch it.
So, a guy lines a foul ball down the right field line. It rolls for, like, 100 yards. The player, the right fielder, has to run all the way out and get it?
No. Someone, like, on the bench has to
get it. Oh, okay.
But I'm like, that'll solve everything.
Well,
you don't want anyone touching it.
Oh, boy.
But it was a return a little bit to the normalcy there. And I never will take it for granted again. Even though it was kind of boring, I won't take it for granted again.
You've been in, you've been out, you've been all over the place. I can understand.
You got that right, buddy. All right, so what's going on, Rich?
So this is going to be a weird morning for the Washington, whatever they are called now, but they used to be called the Redskins. All last night, there were rumors and innuendo and things that have popped up, and then concrete sources started saying, get ready, because tomorrow morning there is going to be a big news drop that's going to happen regarding the team. Now, if you remember, the middle of last week, we had on a reporter for NBC Sports Washington, and a guy who's covered the Redskins for years, and we were talking to him about how there were three minority owners, the guys who own 40% of the Redskins along with Dan Snyder, who all of a sudden are trying to sell their stake in the team. And this guy we had on was saying, think about how strange that is. In the middle of a pandemic, they're trying to sell a part of a team where that would be the definition of selling low. Now, why would somebody do this at that point? He's like, this doesn't have anything to do with the name of the team, because that's something that's been around forever. And we were saying, you know, there might be something deeper to this. And he was kind of intimating that maybe it had something to do with something that was going on with the team or even Dan Snyder. And then we get this. So last night, John Gonzalez, who works for the ABC affiliate in Washington, wrote, working my sources, but apparently changing of the Redskins' name will be old news come tomorrow when a bombshell report is expected to surface. There's growing buzz that unflattering news about the organization could come out in just hours. And he said, we'll have the latest. Then Josina Anderson, who, John, as you know, she's a very respected reporter, has covered the team for years. She said, source on forthcoming news involving the Washington NFL team, quote, lawyers are now involved. Also, another thing from NFL Draft Bites, they said rumblings of a damning report on Redskins owner Dan Snyder will come up from the Washington Post tomorrow.
Good.
I've heard it called a coup. Play-by-play voice just resigned. More drama coming in D.C. So I guess the guy who does the play-by-play ended up jumping ship.
Yes.
And then you get this from the Redskins Reddit, and this is something that's been tweeted around by even people like Jason Cole. So take whatever stock you can in this, but people who obviously seem to be somewhat connected are giving this some sort of credence. It said, for those, he goes, here's what I got. Washington Post article is coming tomorrow, Friday at the latest. Rats are fleeing the ship and attempting to distance themselves while they can. They said that this goes far higher than anyone can think. Larry Hess, who I believe is one of the trainers, and Eric Schaefer, who is he the president of football operations?
Oh, of course.
I believe, John. Well, I mean, I looked
have to
it
look.
Up.
I honestly
how the hell
don't
would
know.
We know?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I thought because maybe John knew about this story. No,
I know about the story. I just don't know who the...
Okay, I think Eric Schaefer is, I believe he's the president of football operations there. And Larry Hess, I think, is the trainer as well. And then it says Jay Gruden is involved as well. And then he goes, because this goes on to say, sex assaults, drug and alcohol abuse, other owners are furious, and this could lead to Snyder's removal. In no way Dan couldn't have knowledge, or at least some of it. Minority owners are furious and fed up with Dan, saw an opportunity to strike. Now, do you remember a story that came out about 2 years ago, and
yes,
it was about how the Redskins cheerleaders went to a photo shoot in Costa Rica for the team. They were going to do this cheerleader calendar shoot, but part of the shoot at this – it was like an adults-only resort they were at, so it was somewhat remote. And some of the pictures were going to be topless. Now, it was going to be a non-nudity calendar. They're going to be, you know, covering themselves. But the Redskins had, as a prize, brought in some of their clients, all men,
right,
to watch the photo shoot where these girls were, you know, topless.
Right. And then it became like the girls felt like they were being used to, like, have sex with the guys and stuff.
Well, because what happened later on that night was all the, you know, 30 girls thought they were done with the photo shoot, and the head of the cheerleading squad said, okay, you nine, you were chosen by the clients to accompany them to nightclubs tonight. And they're like, what, are you kidding me? So they felt like they were being whored out,
right,
and being used as – now, they weren't, like, required to have sex with them, but they were required to go and basically hang out with them in the nightclubs. All of them, obviously, they filed this big suit against the team. Now, I don't know if one has to do with the other, but after reading that thing right there where they're talking about sex assaults, drug and alcohol abuse, it just reminded me of that story. There's already a little whiff of something that had been hanging around the team for a little bit, but all of this is supposed to drop this morning, and who knows what's going to come from it. All I know is that the vibe has been really weird there, and it has nothing to do with the name change. It just seems to me that we're going to find out something, and Dan Snyder apparently is going to be somebody who, I guess, had knowledge or is part of this. The Jay Gruden thing's interesting. Once again, it's only this Reddit feed that I've heard his name mentioned at all. Maybe it's been mentioned in other places, but that would be wild if it went all the way down to, like, the coaching staff as well.
I wonder if this will be enough to force the sale of the team. I wonder if this will finally be enough to get Snyder away from the team. I mean, look, there are guys like Jeff Bezos sitting there who makes more money than anybody else on the planet who could buy this team for what amounts to pocket change for him.
And I, you know, as we were told, Snyder has not been a very good businessman over since he's had this team and has had a lot of failed investments.
Two decades of just mediocre crap.
Yeah, and I don't think he has the money to buy himself out of this in terms of the NFL. And B, he's not, you know, like a Kraft or a Jerry Jones that has all the power.
He's not sitting on any boards. He's not, you know, he's not a mover
and
a shaker.
And he's an embarrassment. Yeah. So those three things, you line him up, I'd want him the hell out of there.
Could this be like an LA Clippers moment that the NBA had to deal with? Obviously, the circumstances are wildly different. But what I'm saying is, change things on a dime, go the other way, and bring in a new guy inside of a month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the other thing about Dan Snyder is that, I mean, outside of all this stuff, we don't know what this is going to be this morning. It doesn't sound good. But the other thing, too, that is going to be easy to obviously paint him as the bad guy if you're the owners trying to oust him out is that, you know, this wasn't like this come-to-Jesus moment that, as far as the name change is concerned, it wasn't this come to Jesus moment where Dan Snyder was like, you know what? I've seen the error of my ways. I think we should change this name. Dude went out kicking and screaming with that name. He had to be forced out not only by FedEx threatening to pull their money to change the name, but then in the final press release, it said Redskins like 6 times.
Yeah.
Right? And it had the logo on it. And like, I mean, he went out begrudgingly when it came to the name. So he's almost like a perfect villain if you are the other owners right now.
Yeah.
And so it almost seems like it would be a fairly easy vote if you had to remove this guy. The only thing that kind of would make me almost like pause as far as how easy this would be is that all these dudes got skeletons in their closet, every single one of them. And as we know, each owner seems to have a file worth of bad stuff on the other owners in case something like this were to happen.
But if you're outed like this, there's no choice. It's too much of a black eye for the league in general. By the way, I just looked it up. Bezos, you remember, had to settle with his ex-wife. He sold off 25% of his stock to his ex-wife. Even after selling out 25% of his Amazon stock to his ex-wife last year, his net worth is $172 billion.
I think he can afford that.
The franchise is worth maybe $3 billion. You get my point.
Right. It would not be difficult for him to step in and buy that.
That's right after he buys the Knicks, of course, because that's the other team that everyone's saying that Jeff Bezos is going to buy.
Right.
I'll tell you this, is that since the name change has been official, the Natalie's, from Facts of Life.
Right. I'm all for it, dude. I'm team pro Washington Natalie.
Did you see the other? Did you see the other pictures that, that listeners have been tweeting out? We're going to call the Fredskins.
Oh.
We have a picture of you right after you shaved your head. They just put that on the helmet.
That's right.
The Washington Fredskins.
That's good. But, I mean, if you really want to stick it to the NFL, you just go with the Washington Natalies.
You know what's kind of funny? You heard the story about this dude who bought up all of the names, like the copyright. He copyrighted all of these names that had been proposed.
The Post, so the Redskins, you brought up the Post. The Post has this guy on their front page today.
Oh, it's great. Like, this dude is brilliant.
The Washington Post has a picture of this guy. Meet the guy who trademarked every possibility of the Redskins' name change.
Good so, like, all the ones that were up on Bovada, like, hey, which one's going to with the red tails? And all that. Yeah. That guy said, well, you know what? I'm going to buy the rights to all of them. So if you want them, you got to buy them from me. And he's screwed them over. So they're going to have to come out with something. There's only going to be like four names in the world left that haven't been traded. It's going to be like the Washington Willy Wonkas or something like that. Just something that nobody's thought of. That the only thing that's going to be left that they're able to trademark at this point. So good for that guy. Nice entrepreneur here.
Well, hopefully that breaks during the show. That would be nice. But it
won't.
Because the morning's still from 10 to 12, so, you know, no one's going to want to get up and do the story right away.
Oh, somebody's got a great one. Someone said, with the Washington Toughskins.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
You can beat the crap out of those suckers, and they'll never tear, they'll never rip, they'll never break.
Not even made out of denim. Denim's too fine a fabric. Just, it's too hard to come by that denim.
Those stunt guys who get lit on fire, you know, and they're walking around, they're wearing Toughskins.
That's right.
Cheapest salary in the league. You know, it would be the most inexpensive roster.
Yeah.
You know, Washington Toughskins.
All right, Rich, what's coming up next?
Let's get to some good news involving a certain superstar finally returned to the ice yesterday for the Bruins.
All right, here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, the Bruins were back at it yesterday, and they had a couple of foreign dudes out there.
Yep. And you could just tell Joe Murray he can calm down. I got to listen to you guys a little bit before I got on the boat. And Mr. Worrywart over there about David Pastrnak, Captain Conspiracy, I thought he's like had some inside information. But no, really the only conspiracy is how he kind of looks like an Eastern European Captain Caveman now. He's got the playoff beard and shaggier hair, reminiscent almost of Dalton from Roadhouse a little bit.
Thanks.
He's got a little bit the super-duper shag. But on his first day back, he looked a little bit rusty at the beginning of practice, according to reports. But then apparently by the end of things, he, of course, was doing what David Pastrnak does, and that was finding the back of the net quite easily. And, of course, Bruce Cassidy was extremely happy to see him back on the ice. Clip.
Pasta's always in good shape, so I'm sure he was doing what he needed to do to get ready over there. Let's get him on the ice, see how he is. I suspect he'll get right back up to speed. He's a guy that loves the game, so I'm sure he was around in some capacity, whether it's rollerblading, skating, firing pucks, you know, whatever he was doing in his spare time. So he'll be like the other guys. I'm sure he'll take a little bit of time to get going, but I anticipate he'll pick up where he left off.
He was totally rollerblading.
Yeah, I could see him like with rollerblading with a Him and Yager with the shirts tied around their waist like Joey Lawrence.
Shine, sweet freedom.
That's right. They're going to open up a bar down in Key West eventually if they can just hurry up and get to retirement.
Dude, we only have 2 weeks from retirement. This is going to be sweet.
Well, Andre Kasha, Fred's favorite name to pronounce.
Ace.
That's right. He is facing a similar quarantine after traveling from, is it Czechia? Yeah. So he showed up for a quick skate after practice along with Trent Frederick. So they are expected to join the group on the ice all together for the first time today. So that should be nice. It seems like everything is up and running. And by the way, according to Bruce Cassidy, there doesn't seem to be any injuries right now. So obviously, it's good news. In the meanwhile, speaking of Bruce Cassidy, he has been named a Jack Adams finalist, as he should be. He'll be going up against Alain Vigneault and Torts. And so I'm sure they'll award that at the NHL. What's that?
Torts.
Torts. How can you not love the guy? Come on. He was an excellent bad guy in Die Hard.
Where's Muskie? That's what I want to know.
Listen, we all found out that Muskie was there was like a local guy who went to school with him, and he knew the backstory of Dave Robichaud, I think.
Oh,
the story
okay.
Of no one had a lot of things to say about good things to say about him.
Tortorella in high school?
Tortorella in high school, yeah. Apparently he was quite the prick.
Well, things really have not changed, have they? Well, we'll find out who will win that at the NHL Awards, which will probably be hosted by a cast member of ABC's hilarious new sitcom, United We Fall.
Yeah. With the fat guy from Mad TV.
Okay, have you seen the commercial for that show?
Yes.
That might make Kevin Can Wait like some sort of surreal, I don't know, like next level, you know, comedy. Like United We Fall looks like even a worse stereotype of sitcoms than Kevin Can Wait did.
Will Sasso is the guy's name.
And Will Sasso, it seems like a nice guy.
He's never been funny. Anything he's ever done.
You want to know what a shock? All-time upset. Biggest shocker when it comes to Will Sasso. A movie that I thought was going to be putrid ended up being okay, and that was the Three Stooges movie that the Farrelly brothers did, and he was Curly. He was excellent. He just did an impression of Curly.
The Three Stooges aren't funny, A.
You're wrong about that. The old Three Stooges were great.
When was the last time you saw the Three Stooges?
Within the last 3 months, because I actually showed my kids some of it. And Larry's legitimately hysterical.
Larry, just because he looks like the guy from Color Me Bad. But Larry, which we discussed yesterday, this is 2 days in a row we've discussed Larry Fine.
Well, why not?
Yeah, and so, the Three Stooges I never thought were funny.
Oh, it's great. I'm telling you.
They poke each other in the eye.
It's more than that. It's like, I mean, first of all, yes, they do beat the snot out of each other, but that's not the funny part. It's, you know, Moe's a total dick throughout the entire thing. Larry's just confused. Curly's legitimately a great TV character. Like, he's a funny character. Yeah. If you go back and watch some of the classics, it's tough not to laugh. But the movie itself, I thought it was going to be the worst thing ever, and it was actually okay. It was made for like kids. It's like a kids movie. But they did, like, the impressions were perfect. And Will Sasso was pretty. But that United We Fall, I mean, we might have to do the Kevin Can Wait game with United We Fall. The commercials are, I look at my wife every time, I'm like, this has got to be a parody, right? This is like That's My Bush when they did the parody of TV sitcoms or Beef House, but it's not. It might be like even more ironically funny rather than those other shows. So we might have to play that game, Fred, because you of all people are the sitcom expert, and I guarantee you know every single formula.
Well, you know it's a good show when it debuts in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
I think The Office debuted in the middle of the summer.
Well, they didn't think a lot of what The Office was going to be if you look back. They did not. They were unsure of it. They only ordered a few episodes to start. So, yeah, usually the stuff that they debut in the summer is garbage.
That is true. You know it when you see commercials for it during Holy Moly 2, the sequel, that it's going to be a super hit, which I'm enjoying, by the way.
No, that's a good show. I enjoy that a lot.
Holy Moly?
Holy Moly is miniature golf and Wipeout combined.
Yeah. If you have to sit and watch something with your kids, that's not a bad watch.
It's actually really funny.
Don't Rob Riggle is good.
Don't you have, like, a... Apple TV or something where there's on demand?
I'm not saying I seek it out. What I am saying, if it's on, I will watch it.
Yes.
Yes. It's like 8 o'clock.
I seek it out. I think it's funny. Like, yeah. I think that Rob Riggle did a pretty good job with the show.
Joe Tessitore, who is as boring as you can possibly get Monday Night Football, is really good with Rob Riggle.
Right. He sucks on Monday Night Football. He sucks everywhere. He's Sarge. And now that someone's told me he sounds exactly like Sarge, I'm like, I can't think that it's not Sarge. But he's not good on Monday Night Football. But on this show, he's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, not a bad show. Not a bad show.
I don't even know how you guys. What day of the week is it on?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
But when it's on, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll watch that.
I can't recall the last time I put on primetime like a network TV show, other than because I just taped the Sunday shows on Fox, and then other than that, I can't think. I mean, I'll rock the Goldbergs.
Sure.
You know what else isn't bad? Don't. Don't's pretty good. That's not bad. It grows on you. It's that Adam. It's the dude who was the douchey brother from Step Brothers. He's the host, and Ryan Reynolds is like the voice. He's like the producer that you can't hear.
I don't know, man. I saw one competition where what you do is, Fred, you hook your hands up to boxing gloves, but the gloves are facing you, and then the rest of your family has to answer questions right. And if you don't answer the question right, you hit yourself in the face.
Okay, well,
see my point?
Do they count, like, how hard it is?
I don't know. It's just you get hit in the face, like, five times with these huge boxing gloves if you get questions wrong.
It's not even
like
the games.
Like, a spare tire, rolls down a ramp and runs you over.
So Adam Scott is the host.
Adam Scott's the host. Yeah, and it's not even the games that are the entertaining part. It's the production, and it's the Ryan Reynolds stuff, and Adam Scott's pretty good, too. It's pretty decent. It's not bad. It's not as good as Holy Moly 2, the sequel, but it's up there. It's in the same. Dude, we take what we can get during the summer. So not too bad. But on the other side of the whole deal, you've got the Patriots right now. There's no deal in Foxborough. Joe Tooney, he's going to play the 2020 season at his franchise-tagged rate. The team and Joe not able to knock out an extension before yesterday's deadline, so he's going to be making a whopping $14.7 million salary. Combined with Shaq Mason, that gives the Patriots the highest guard payroll
in the NFL. A lot for a guard.
Yep.
And then so, if they can trade him, do a sign and trade, I think that they would do that gladly. Probably get a pretty good return for him, too.
Well, but another guy.
That's a lot for guards.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And, I mean, especially when you got Shaq Mason making a ton right next to you. That is a lot of money in one area. But another guy who didn't get an extension was Dak Prescott. And it sounds like the Prescott family isn't too happy about it either, because Dak's brother, Tad, of course his name is Tad, he went to social media to tell the world that he thinks the Cowboys suck after their inability to reach a deal.
Yeah, they offered your brother $100 million and he turned it down. They really suck.
Well, apparently they wanted to do the deal, like, Dak kind of changed his mind and wanted to do a deal.
Yeah.
And they ran out of time.
Yeah.
That's kind of a spin. So this guy, Tad, to Dak's brother, wrote, quote, "There's a reason I was never a Cowboys fan growing up or before they drafted Dak. After today, who knows how much longer I'll be cheering for them." Now, as you were saying, Fred, Jane Slater from the NFL Network, she said, "I'm told Dak Prescott was involved at the last minute in an effort to get a long-term deal done, but it was up against the 3 p.m. deadline. The deal was between $33 and $35 million annually with $110 guaranteed. Didn't he want $40 million
a year? Yes, he did, and that's unbelievably insane that he actually had the balls to ask for that much.
Right, because
he
is
so fortunate that he plays for that team. Yep. They have they have the best offensive line in football.
He's got a great running back, one
of the best two or three running backs in football, and a defense that was top 10 last year in average yards given up.
He's a good quarterback. He's a
starting NFL quarterback. Right. He's a top half NFL quarterback.
He does very well against poor competition.
I looked it up yesterday. Prescott had 30 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions last year. However, if you take out the Giants, Washington, Detroit, and Miami, four teams that drafted in the top five or six in the draft last year, it's 11 touchdowns and 8 picks. And he's not that good. He's not. He's this decade's Andy Dalton. a guy whose contract came up at just the right time when quarterback prices began to spike.
Well, he's not worth $40 million a year, but that $35 million a year is what you should pay.
He should have called Dallas and said, I'll take $33 to $35 million, and he should have called him 2 weeks ago.
I agree with, that he's not worth $40 million, but I mean, that's absolutely what he's worth. At least $110 guaranteed, $35 million. You got to get that done. I mean, I don't know where he's going to go. I know that apparently there's rumors that he doesn't like the ownership as well. There's obviously strange things going on there.
Well, I'm sure Jerry Jones is horrible to play for.
Get him away from that offensive line and that running back. Let's see if he can carry a franchise. Yeah,
meanwhile, you got like the Titans just throwing around money. They gave Derrick Henry a 4-year, $50 million contract, which includes $25 million guaranteed. By the way, a lot of people crapped in the deal. I love it. I know he's a running back, but that's really only 2 years at 13 guaranteed. And that guy made Ryan Tannehill not look like Ryan Tannehill.
That's a very smart deal. And you know why? Because if you look at NFL running backs, they're usually used up by the time they're 28 or 29. Mm-hmm. That's if they're getting Ezekiel Elliott-type carries, if they're carrying the football 300 times a year. Derrick Henry just carried the football 300 times for the first time last year. He's 24, 25. You figure you have maybe 3 or 4 years left of him.
Right. Yep.
So Tennessee just bought all of those years out.
Love it.
Good for them. Yep. Perfect deal for them.
All right. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Sports up. Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What happened to our old phone screening window?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't opened it up this morning.
Not you.
There it is. It's open.
Well, I know. That's not the good one. All right, here we go. All right. I mean, if I'm going to be here, I need the phone screen.
I understand.
All right, Rich, what do we got quickly before we get to the old bankroll boys?
So meanwhile, these NFL owners, they're set to meet tomorrow to essentially get their crap together because the whole season has sprung a leak. And right now, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Now, remember, camp starts in just a couple of weeks, and they're still trying to figure out things like whether pay should be held back in lieu of missed games this season, whether players can opt out of playing amidst growing concern for many in the league about the safety with the spiking numbers across the country. Hell, we don't even know how many preseason games there are going to be this year. It's two. Is it two as the owners want, or is it none like the players want? Hopefully all that will be ironed out this week. But who are we kidding? It probably more than likely won't be. Like, this just kind of crept up at the point where, when does camp start, John? Isn't it like in
camp?
3
camp
weeks?
Starts in less than 2 weeks, the 28th. The rookies for some of the teams report in 48 hours.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is right down to the wire. And I was under the assumption that the NFL had its crap together, but they don't. And you've heard, and we've talked about this the last week, you know, rumblings from certain NFL executives who refuse to be named. We don't have a plan. The union heads are leaking to the media. There's no plan in place. They can't agree on testing. They can't agree on whether or not players are going to be paid if they decide not to play and opt out.
Why the hell would they be paid if they decide not to play?
Well, at Major League Baseball, this was an item of massive contention. You know, if
I decide not to play for whatever reason,
medical reason to opt out.
Like, so they had a...
If you're immunocompromised... Okay, yeah, that... I'm sorry, right, I wasn't specific.
They haven't even figured that out.
They haven't even figured out that. I mean, okay. The players want to be paid. The owners don't want to pay them. I mean, I thought this league was better than Major League Baseball.
They're playing. They're playing, and it will be fine.
Well, the other thing is, too, is, Fred, that, you know, they might play, but they might miss a few games at the beginning like baseball did if they can't figure this out. They'll figure it out.
The players can't afford to lose the money. And because in the NFL, contracts aren't guaranteed. You can't afford to lose. And you know what? 9 out of 10 players in the NFL are going to be there for like 3 or 4 years.
So, that's where the NFL has it over Major League Baseball. You have a good point.
But
Major
League Baseball. Here's the difference, Fred, is that right now the players actually have the power in this. This is the one time where the NFL players actually have some sort of leverage onto whether they get paid or not if these games don't play. So
if they're unified, if they're unified and for the specific reason, I have to agree with Fred here, for that specific reason that the window is so small money.
I'm not saying that if they don't play, they can force the owners. Right now, they have the right. They're going to get paid if these games aren't played because of COVID-19. Like, this is something that they right now, from what I read, in a complete upside-down world, for the first time, the players have leverage. So what's happening right now is the owners want to keep 35% of the salaries of these players in an escrow and say, okay, we're going to hold on to this. We'll give it to you if we play those games, but if not, we're going to hold on to it. And the players are saying, no, we have the right to that money. So that's why this is so screwy, and that's why this is different, is because the players actually have leverage in this, which is kind of nutty.
No, they don't have leverage. The guys.
Well, that's just according to stuff that I was reading. So.
Well, that's great, and it's cute that they think that, but the players have ultimately need to play this season.
The argument, I've read the same thing, Rich. That argument is there, but I think ultimately the players are going to need to earn money, and they're going to bend to the owner's will, like they have in just about every labor negotiation with the owners over the last 2 or 3 decades.
You know what? Because there's going to be a draft next year, and there's going to be a whole other bunch of.
You don't want to play fine.
In.
We're going to draft your replacement next April.
I'm also or sign a free agent off the street.
Yeah.
And I'm usually get rid of – I'm team – I hate preseason games. They suck, and I think it's a ripoff to season ticket holders. They have to buy these things. But to have a season with no preseason games, that's weird.
Well,
and especially
weird
for the Patriots.
Well, it's
that's
weird if you're trying to make a team and there's no opportunity to try out. All right, we got to go to headlines. When we come back, we got the Bankroll Boys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222 and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.